Well, this morning I began sharing with you a message that was captioned, No Longer Lame. Tonight is a marked out night. Tonight that I believe the Lord wants to speak very specifically to us. During our special meetings a few weeks ago, I guess it was last week, we talked about a man called Zechariah, a prophetic word that came forth out of his mouth, and how he spoke about the high priest Joshua. Joshua was standing, and the angel of the Lord was standing before him, but standing beside them was Satan, an adversary, railing his accusation. And the accusation was based factually on the fact that he was dressed with filthy clothes. But God decided that was not going to continue, and demanded for his clothing to be changed and for a mitre, a crown, to be put on his head. And God began to speak his word into the life of this man. And one of the passages that we came across as we looked at that was this passage about a mountain. I believe it's in Zechariah 3. He says, who are you, this mountain, before Zerubbabel? Who are you? And today God is speaking a word to us. A pertinent word. And he is going to address the mountains that stand before you, that stand before me, that stand before us as a people, the people of God. This mountain shall come down. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The mountain of confusion, the mountain of delays, the mountains that stand in the way of the people of God must come down. The word of God is true. And the word of God that is true cannot be a lie. Say that with me. The word of God is true and cannot be a lie. You know what? Whatever God says is what God has. So these green chairs, if God comes here and he says these are white chairs, guess what it becomes? White. Hallelujah. He is not controlled by circumstances. He controls the circumstance. And the God that we serve that is that way is the God that lives inside of us. So therefore, what I say is what is. Hear what I'm saying by the Spirit of God. I say, what I say is what is. Why? Because I speak out of the fullness of that which God has invested inside of me. That's why I don't say I'm broke. That's why I say I'm rich. That's why I don't say I'm sick. That's why I say I am healthy. I am whole. That's why I say I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. That's why I say, when it is difficult in the world, I become bigger and greater and shine brighter, because the glory of God is resting on my life. Is it resting on your life? Then you are what God says you are, and you are what God says you will be, and you are what you say you are, and you are what you say you will be. Hallelujah. The amazing thing about the will be is that the will be has already been. Maleke Shikaya. We are speaking out of the strength that has been invested in us. What we know, that which is already finished. Hallelujah. And God who has made us head and not tail, above only and not beneath. When he said it, meant it then, and what he said is what is. And we are in the is of God. Oh, hallelujah. I said we are in the is of God. We are moving on up. Hallelujah. We are changing status. Glory be to God. We are becoming daily what God says we are. And he doesn't say we are weak. He says we are strong. And therefore this day in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Somebody shout hallelujah. In the book of Zechariah, I think it's the fourth chapter, not third chapter, about verse 6 or verse 7. Zechariah 4, let's check verse 7. Oh, you have that? Who art thou, O great mountain? Who are you, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Before Zerubbabel, you are going to become a what? A plain. You are going to be reduced. How is that going to happen? It's going to happen based on what he is saying. He shall bring forth the headstone thereof, shoutings, crying, what? Grace, grace unto it. Every mountain in your life is coming down. Hallelujah. We are not going to occupy the same space. Glory be to God. Every mountain must move. Hallelujah. 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 I said every mountain must what? Move. It has no choice. The mountains that block your view, the mountains that want you to go around it, God says, we are not going to do it the difficult way. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. And a mountain, you are in my straight line, you are moving. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. I said, any mountain that is in the straight line that God has ordained for me, for you, that mountain must move tonight. It has no choice. The mountains that challenge you must move. The mountains that challenge me must move. Somebody's going to move. And it's not me. Because I will take my place and possess my possessions in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. Who art thou, O great mountain? It's a great mountain because it's a mountain that's defeated so many. Knocked so many out of their place or their position. And everybody knows it. You don't go against this mountain and win. Whether that mountain be the mountain of masonry, Freemasonry, the mountain of witchcraft, the mountain of confusion, whatever mountain. You may have reduced some other people, but today in the name of Jesus, you do not stand before Zerubbabel. You do not stand before Michael Efezino. You do not stand. Call your name. You must come down. Every mountain that challenges you must come down. Because God does not intend for you to do things the difficult way. I am not a mountain climber. Mountain, move. Hallelujah. Mountain what? Move. Say it again. Mountain, move. The mountain of poverty, move. But you don't want your mountain of poverty to move. I said the mountain of poverty, move. The mountain of sickness and disease, move. The mountain of lawsuits, move. The mountain of occultism, move. The mountains of witchcraft and deceptive ways, move. Every mountain that stands before you, before me today, must move. You are not going to challenge me no more. Hallelujah. In fact, when you see me, before I even say a word, you're going to start moving. Hallelujah. It's a new regime in the kingdom of God. Mountains must move. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, and verse 31, the Word of God talks about faith. He says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed it in his field. That's the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. It's likened to a mustard seed. It's a small seed. But that seed, the Bible says, he sowed it in his field. This day, the Lord spoke to us this morning about the fact that he has a place, a portion for every one of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a portion in high places. Glory be to God, that God has assigned to you. There's a business territory that the Lord has assigned to you. There's an office that God has assigned to you. Hallelujah. And in that field that God has called you to, you need to sow your mustard seed. It is the smallest of all seeds. And the Lord will liken it to faith. The kingdom of heaven. Like that mustard seed. So small. But it changes everything. It changes everything. This mustard seed sown, the Bible says, when it's sown, it becomes a big tree. And the birds of the air come and they lodge in the branches thereof. We are declaring today that there will be a gathering. Hallelujah. And it's coming to our tree that started small. Small seed, but gigantic power. Hallelujah. Small seed, but gigantic power. It becomes the greatest of trees. It becometh a tree so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In Matthew chapter 17, beginning to read from verse 14, the Bible tells us that a lunatic man, and this passage is repeated also in Matthew 9, I believe, but a different variation of it. It says, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man. Actually, before I go through this particular passage, take me to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. In this passage of Scripture, the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 9 that the Lord Jesus Christ had gone up with three of his disciples up a mountain. When he got to that mountain, the Bible says this happened after six what? Days. Hallelujah. It says, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him. After what? How many days? So if it is after 6 days, it's the seventh day. because God is going beyond the natural. Six is the number of man, but seven is the number of God in this sense that it is the day that God rested from all of his labors. Hallelujah. Jesus taketh with him Peter, James, and John and leadeth them up into an high mountain. Apart by themselves. And he was transfigured. He was what? Transfigured before them. He was changed before them. He's up in the mountain and he changes right there. Something happened to him. He changes. And while he's changed, the Bible tells us something else. It says, and his raiment became what? Shining. Exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. No bleach can get it this white. And while all of that is happening, the Bible says, and there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. You're sharing with Jesus. And the Bible goes and says, and Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. But in the simplicity of the flesh, he starts to say things like this, let us make three tabernacles. One for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. What was God's response? Bible says in verse 6, it says, Peter didn't know what he was talking about. Reason? He was what? He was what? So afraid. He was very afraid. You see, when you are afraid, you start talking foolishness. Say with me, the mountain of fear lives my life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't talk nonsense. Verse 7. And there was a cloud that what? Overshadowed them. This is the cloud of God's glory. This is the same cloud that showed up and Jesus took up and ascended. He was going up higher. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved son. Hear him." Hear him. Faith comes by what? Faith comes by what? Faith comes by what? Hearing. Faith comes by hearing. The Father says, "This is my beloved son. Hear him." He's not to be compared with Moses and Elijah. Moses, that's great. Elijah, that's great. But he is not in the same league with these ones. Hallelujah. Say with me, the Jesus in me is not in league, in the same league with any other prophet. I have the real deal. Amen. 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 The Jesus that lives inside of you is not a figment of your imagination. And he's not like any other prophet. God says, "This is my beloved son. Hear him." And that's exactly what you and I are going to do. And when we hear him, we have the faith of him that we have heard. Hallelujah. In just a moment, he's going to tell us that faith is just as small as a mustard seed. It may look like something insignificant, but this little thing is going to move mountains. Hear him. Next verse. "And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man anymore, save Jesus only with themselves." They saw what? Only Jesus with who? Moses and Elijah gone. The only people qualified to stay is who? Peter, James, and John. But who are these three guys? These are the three guys that were partners, operating in the spirit of unity. The koinonia anointing was upon their lives. And God is going to move with us as we move together as a team, as a mighty force. God stays with the team. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? God stays with who? The team. And this team looks like a weak one, because Peter is going to be denying Jesus not too long. James is going to get killed. John is going, they're going to try to kill him, and he's going to go through all kinds of stuff. But he was with them. And because he was with them, today you and I are here. It's an unstoppable church. Can you imagine? The people he spent time with were scattered all over the place. And still, God still had a church. You say, "I've lost everything because of COVID-19. Listen, child of God, God with you makes you more than a conqueror. Don't be counted out. Don't use your mouth to speak foolishness. God has something so great. It is mountain moving. It is the faith of God inside of you. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. It is Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Somebody say, "I am loved." Say it again, "I am loved." One more time, "I am loved." Hallelujah. I have the faith of God operating inside of me, and I am loved. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So he's going through all of that, and the Bible tells us that he came down from the mountain and he charged them that he should tell no man what things he had seen. Till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. It had an expiration date. Don't tell anybody until I am risen from the dead. Don't tell anybody what that God said that I am his beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. But is he dead and is he risen? So it's time to say it. He is the beloved of God. And guess what God says about us this morning? That we are his delight. We are his beloved. We are his chosen. Hallelujah. Don't take that lightly, because that is the basis of what God is going to do in you and with you. The basis of what God is going to do with us as a church, it is not our numbers. It is the God who lives in us. Oh, mustard seed becomes a big tree. Mustard seed begins to move mountains. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me go to Matthew 13 where we were. And so I begin to bring this to a close for a moment, because there are certain things we're going to do tonight. He says, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic. It's crazy. And he saw vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. Oftentimes he's falling into the fire, and oftentimes he's falling into the water. You know, the devil doesn't know anything but extremes. Says, one time he's in the fire, one time he's in the water, and then next time fire, next time water. Every which way, we've been banged left, right, and every which way, and this guy is crazy. He says, I brought them to your disciples so that they would deliver him, but they couldn't. They couldn't cure him. Then Jesus answered and said what? Oh, what? Faithless and what? Perverse generation. Faithless and perverse. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him either to me. I hear the Lord saying, he has been with us and we've messed up and not accomplished what we should have. But today, something different is happening to you and to me. He's going to give us the answer in just a moment. Bring him to me. And Jesus did what? Rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Cured from that very hour. He got his deliverance. Why? Jesus rebuked that spirit. Then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Now remember, Peter, James, and John were not there. Hello? Peter, James, and John were not there. They were with him up in the mountain. And these guys, the rest of them, could not cast out this demon. And Jesus said unto them, because of your what? Because of your unbelief. That's why. You did not believe. You did not believe what? Believe that I am with you. I am the same one who sent you out. And you came back in Luke 10 and gave a report of how demons were subject to you because of your unbelief. What's unbelief? Unbelief is unbelieving what you believe. Doubting what you believe. Doubting. And that's what the devil wants to do. Cause you and I to doubt not just God. Doubt what we believe. Doubt ourselves. And the greatest danger of all three is the doubting not just of God, but the doubting of you. Because when you doubt yourself, you lose the manifestation of the promise. God sent the Israelites into the promised land. They came back and they said, well, it's just like God said. It's a beautiful place. It's an amazing place. But when we got there, we saw ourselves, and we saw ourselves as grasshoppers. And therefore, the enemy that eats up the inhabitants thereof saw us the same way. The way you see yourself determines the results that you get. We must see ourselves as more than conquerors. If you see yourself defeated, you are defeated. But you and I must put the fear of God into the devil and all his cohorts. Hallelujah. A no-nonsense people that recognize that we've got something inside of us that is greater than anything out there. And it doesn't take much. God does not need mountain faith to move a mountain. Oh, glory to God. I said God does not need mountain faith to move a mountain. It's not about equality. Glory be to God. He just needs mustard seed faith. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith, if you have what? Faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall do what? You shall say unto this mountain, whatever the mountain is. But in this case, it is a mountain of unbelief. The mountain is a mountain of unbelief. The one thing that challenges you, that challenges me, that challenges every one of us is the mountain of unbelief. Because if you believe, if you have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Whatever you declare, that is what it is. But unbelief becomes a mountain. And Jesus, our Lord, says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place. Get away from here. Go find another place. Go find another fool to mess with. But I'm not going to be a fool because I believe God. It is the fool that says in his heart, there is no God. I say, there is a God. Remove and so yonder place, and it shall what? When you say to it, remove, it will stay there so that you can carry it. What is a mountain? A mountain is an inanimate object. It's a rock. Rocks, stones. It doesn't have legs, but it will move one way or the other. Hallelujah. That means that what you are speaking to, you don't even know how it's going to move because it doesn't have the capacity to move. But the same God that gave you the capacity, the ability to speak, is the same God that will cause that thing that doesn't have the ability to move. Hallelujah. Every mountain standing before you must move. Who are you, mountain? Standing before Michael Efezino. Standing before Zerubbabel. Call your name. Standing before who? You don't have a chance. You got to move. I don't know how my finances are going to change. The economy is bad. That has nothing to do with you. When this whole situation started, I said, I'm going to have the best time ever. I'm going to have more money than before. In the midst of all of it, things are going to be better for me. I wasn't speaking the same foolish talk. Oh, what are we going to do? No, I'm not part of that. That's not my portion. I spoke what I wanted. Hallelujah. And guess what I got? What I wanted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Broke is not part of your life. Timidity is not part of your life. Failure is not part of your life. Whatever is challenging you must move today. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will say to that mountain, remove, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be what? Impossible unto you. Declare with me, nothing is impossible to me. In the mighty name of Jesus, nothing shall be impossible to me. The ability of God causes us to run through a troop and to leap over walls. But there is a place, the Bible tells us in the book of Joshua, chapter 6, the Word of God says that God spoke to Joshua and said, get the priests to take their trumpet, their shofar, and get the ark to follow after them, and then let there be another set of priests following after those ones. But in front of them, in front of the priest that is blowing the trumpet, get the armed men, your forces, put them ahead. They are going to be in front. They're going to be in front, followed by the blowing of the trumpet, and then the Ark of the Covenant, and then a bunch of priests following. He says, I want you to go around a city called Jericho. I want you to go around that city one time, every day for 6 days. And on the seventh day, I want you to go around it seven times. And then when you've gone around it the seventh time, I want those priests that have been blowing the shofar to blow it really loud and long. And then I want all of you to shout. Hallelujah. He says, the walls are going to come down. What walls? The walls of Jericho were just as wide as where I am here to the end of that wall over there. Or let's just go this way. You had 3-4 chariots running through. You had a highway on the walls. They built houses on the walls. For 6 days they were quiet. God says, don't you say peep. Because, you see, when people start talking, when you're walking around, guess what they're going to be saying? What are we doing? Why are we walking around here? What is this? Huh? Aren't we supposed to be... we're supposed to go into that city with all those walls. I don't know. I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see why our forefather said, you know, this place eats up people. God says, I want all of your mouths shut. Not a peep from anybody. Be quiet. On the seventh day, they went around it seven times. Quiet. Seven times going around this big city. And finally, the blast of the trumpet, and the Bible says, the people shouted. And watch this. It says, and it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a what? Great shout. And the wall of the city shall what? Fall down what? Flat. And the people shall what? Ascend up, every man straight before him. Straight before him. They will what? Ascend. We are going on up. You know, every time I say that word, I think about the Jeffersons. Hallelujah. We're going up. Hallelujah. We're going to a higher dimension. And every wall that stood in the way, this time we are not going to leap over it. We are going to walk. Going up higher. Going up higher. And every enemy shall be caught up. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever has kept you away from the best of God today, it is coming down. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Are you ready to shout? Yes. Today, we hear the trumpet of the living God. This blast is from above. This blast is not a blast from humans. This blast is from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. But the shout is going to come from you and I. And as we shout now, I want you to see every wall, whatever the name of the wall is, it must bow to the name of Jesus Christ. And you and I are moving on up. Hallelujah. Not by our might, nor by our power, but by the Spirit of the living God. You got mustard seed faith? Then you've got more than enough. Amen? You have more than what? Enough. Hallelujah. Our shout is going to be this word, move. Glory be to God. The mountains shall move. Hallelujah. And you shall move. Speedily. Speedily. Speedily, every man straight before him. Hallelujah. That means God has given you a territory. Glory be to God. And everything in front of you that needs to die is dying now. You get it? Get up. Those of you at home, get up. Don't be sitting down on your couch. Those of you in the overflow, get up. We are all going to shout together. Hallelujah. At the count of three, representing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you're going to shout, move. mountain move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every wall is coming down. We take possession of this city. This is our turf. It is not the murder capital of anywhere. In the name of Jesus Christ, gangsters are going to turn to God. Hallelujah. They are going to drop on their knees and they are going to cry out to God for mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, this city shall be taken over by the people of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have had enough. This is not the place for meth. Mm-mm. We are going to declare today, as this mountain moves, that we'll be able to leave our doors open and nobody will step inside your house to go take anything, because there will be peace. Hallelujah. I said, if you have faith just as small as a mustard seed. It's not gigantic, it's just small as mustard seed. We don't need mountain faith to move the mountain. We just need mustard seed faith. And that faith is the faith of the Prince of Peace. It is the faith of the one that we cry out to say, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We beseech you now, send now prosperity. That God. We're going to shout, mountain, move. Hallelujah. At the count of what? There will be a blast. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 One, two, three, mountain, move. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Whatever that mountain is, it has moved. The mountain of delay moved. The mountain of fear moved. The mountain of sickness and disease moved. The mountain of indebtedness moved. The mountain of fear moved. The mountain of confusion moved. The mountains of witchcraft and diseases moved. Whatever the mountain today, you are moved. And keep on moving. Amen. This is our turf. Hallelujah. This is our what? Turf. We take it over. We take over Winnipeg. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, the Bible says when you have mustard seed faith, that seed like a mustard, when you sow it in your field, and this is our field, not only is Winnipeg our field, this province is our field. Not only is this province our field, this country is our field. And not only is this country our field, this continent is our field. And not only is this continent our field, this world is our field. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And not only is this world our field, the heavenly realm and underneath the earth, every realm that there is our field. And in this field, this tree, the Bible says it is the greatest of herbs. Did you hear that? But it becomes a mighty tree. When I think about herbs, I think about some flimsy thing. What is God saying? God is saying, listen, I'm doing a new thing. I'm turning herbs to trees. Hey, I'm turning herbs to trees. God is upgrading. We are moving on up. Hello. Call for the gathering of men and women to our field. Because if the seed is sown in your field, then the tree is in your field. That which was meant to be a herb has become a tree. Are you hearing? Did the word of God say in Matthew that it was a herb? Oh, but it said, started out with a herb. We're going to conclude in a moment, but I want you to get that settled in your spirit that God is moving the seed, that small seed, which is the greatest of herbs, to a tree. Can you help me in the back there? Get me the verse rather than me going looking for it. In Matthew, I think it's Matthew 13. About verse 31 or something like that. Stay standing. I'm going to read 31 and verse 32. Watch this. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took. Someone say, I take my mustard seed and I sow it into my field, into my turf, that which God has given to me. Hallelujah. 32, which indeed is the least of all seeds, is the least of all seeds, is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among what? Herbs. It is the greatest among what? Herbs. And what? Oh, yes. We'll be the greatest among herbs, but we become a tree. Glory be to God. When I think about herbs, I think about basil and thyme. Can you imagine your thyme becoming a tree? We were in, Phoenix. And lo and behold, we saw thyme that looks like trees. What was it? Rosemary. Rosemary. I couldn't imagine a rosemary. Over here, rosemary is like that. And here is rosemary. It's all over the place, flowering. I see. Oh, my. This is rosemary. Well, God is about to do a new thing. People are going to look at you and say, weren't you supposed to just be a herb? No, you say, no, I'm not herb. I got a new name. And the birds of the air find lodging. Glory be to God. We are going to call souls, men and women, that God has loved with an everlasting love. Come to my tree. Come to our tree. Come to our field. Hallelujah. Say it with me. Men, women, people, come now to our tree. There is salvation here. There is healing here. There is deliverance here. There is peace here. Come, 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 come. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I heard the Lord say something this evening to me around 4 something. He said, you are not going to go looking for money. Money is going to come looking for you. Hallelujah. You are not going to go looking for anything. Whatever it is that you need is coming to you. It has no choice. Hallelujah. I said it has no choice. You are not going to go looking for children. Running to and fro and I'm barren. I have an infertile situation here. No, children are going to come running to you from the realm of the spirit. You are going to have children. We banish barrenness from your life now. The God who called you fruitful cannot lie. When he said you're fruitful, you are fruitful. And that without delay, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are going to be greater than expected. You are expected to be a herb, the greatest herb possible. Oh no, but God is saying, I'm upgrading you. Somebody say, I have received my upgrade. I receive it. I walk upgraded. I've moved on up. Amen. 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 If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. He is that tree. Hallelujah. And all men must come to him. In Jesus' name. They will not wait. I see the day when people are going to be waking up 4 a.m. getting ready to go to church. Hallelujah. I got to be there first. I got to be there first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And while we are finishing, there's a lineup for the next group. And the next group. And the next group. And the next group. Hallelujah. We've got to take this city. And it is by his might. Mustard seed. I have become that mustard seed. Stay standing. 1 John chapter 5. We were once lame, sitting down in Lystra, but now we are standing and running and relaxed. Whoever believeth that Jesus is a Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. Verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. And yes, verse 4. Watch this. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Some say, I am born of God. I overcome the world. And watch this. And this is a victory that overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Even what? Our faith. This is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Oh, but let's define it. Verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world? Even our faith. But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Who is who? Me. God has upgraded me. Now he says, I am faith. Oh. I am faith. That means When I come, mountain what? Moves. When the light shines, darkness moves. When I show up, mountains move. Do you receive it? Then shout hallelujah 7 times. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. So glad to have you here tonight. At this time, we're going to share together in communion. And then we're going to bring our offering. The offering today is not going to stay here. So give the best that God has laid on your heart. We are going to sow it. Hallelujah. Just like the walls of Jericho came down, and God says, destroy everything, but that silver and that gold belongs to me in my treasury. We are going to invest it in the treasury of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to sow it into something that has to do with Israel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We've got to connect. Hallelujah. So honor God with your giving. Praise God. This is the body of the Lord. The body that was broken for us, for redemptive privileges. And as we take off this body, everything that stands in the way must move. For he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was bestowed upon him, and by the stripes that he bore, we are healed. We demand the healing anointing of God to flow through everybody. Everyone here, if there is any kind of sickness, obvious or latent, in the name of Jesus Christ, that mountain must move. Hallelujah. 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 The God who has kept us in this body from bearing people, that same God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. We will remain healthy. We'll remain strong because Jesus, our Lord, has paid the perfect price. Take of this body and eat. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to take off this cup, and I'm going to ask Mama to come. She started us with prayer, and she's going to end our time together tonight praying for us. Take of this cup of the Lord. It's the Lord's cup of blessing. As you take of this cup, let the blessings of God, his unlimited blessings, begin to flow in our lives, in our marriages, in our families, in this his church, in the callings and purposes and ministries that he's raised us up to fulfill. For everyone has an assignment. We're going to declare that each one in this body will fulfill their assignment, for we are a team. Amen? We are not scattered everywhere. We are one team under the Lord, given all that God has given to us for his greater purposes. Hallelujah. Take of this cup and drink in Jesus' mighty name. Say with me, I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. God's goodness and his mercy follow me all the days of my life. I am made more than a conqueror. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you that you have equipped us. We have faith, and we have mustard seed faith.
Yes.
And we know there is great faith, so we go for the great.
Amen.
This great faith is going to produce, it's going to produce many great trees.
Yes.
In the mighty name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus, it's going to be shelter for many.
Many
in our city.
Yes.
Many in our nation.
Yes.
Many in the nations of the world.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are no longer few. We are no longer small. Mm-mm. You have made us great.
Amen.
By your power.
Yes.
The power you put inside the mustard seed.
That
little mustard seed
will
fulfill its purpose.
Amen.
In the mighty name of
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
It shall not remain little.
Yes,
Lord. Though it's the smallest of all herbs, it will go, smallest of all seed. It shall become the greatest of all herbs.
Amen.
We shall become the greatest.
Amen.
We might have started very small. You have made us the great of all herbs.
Amen.
You have made us tree shelters.
Amen.
Shelters.
Yes.
Shelters.
Lord. Yes. Lord.
Shelters.
Yes. Lord.
For birds of the earth.
Yes. Lord.
That means you have people who are going to proclaim the good news.
Yes.
They are going to speak and sing the word of
Hallelujah.
The Lord all over the nations of this world.
Amen.
Over our city.
Yes.
We
Lord.
Thank you for the musicians.
Yes. Lord.
We thank you for the choir.
Yes. Lord.
We thank you for those who will sing the word of the Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for the songs of the Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for preachers.
Amen.
Who will preach the good news.
Amen.
Who will tell somebody about Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Who are not about themselves.
That's right,
they
Lord.
Will be a team.
Yes, Lord.
A team of people.
Yes, Lord.
Like Peter, James, and John.
Yes, Father.
Always around Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Always minding Jesus'
yes,
business.
Father.
Even though they look small and weak, but you made them the greatest.
Amen.
Lord, make those team great. Make them great.
Amen.
Draw those team around us.
Yes, Lord.
Bring the right people around
Amen.
Us. Bring the winning team around
Amen.
Us. Bring team builders.
Amen.
People who build the kingdom.
Amen.
Not scatterers.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
They can become great trees.
Yes, Lord.
They will become great trees.
Amen.
They will become great
Amen.
Trees. They will become great trees.
Amen.
They will do the work of the kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
They will see purposes
Amen.
Fulfilled. They will see answers to their prayers.
Amen.
You will make them great, even in their homes.
Amen.
Even in their businesses.
Amen.
Even in their family.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They will be different from their family.
Amen.
They will stand out. They
Hallelujah.
Will stand great.
Hallelujah.
They will stand strong.
Hallelujah.
They will move in the things of God.
Yes, Father.
Lord, you have made us faith.
Amen.
This is a faith that overcometh the world.
Yes, Lord.
Even the victory.
Amen.
Victory.
Amen.
Victory in
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
They have Jesus. That inside them.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
As they come to build
yes.
their Glory and Peace Church International,
yes,
so shall you build them.
Amen.
In the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Those who have foreign agendas, agendas that are not
Keep
of the kingdom,
of,
that are not the, of the assignment that you have given to us, remove them far away from
Amen.
Us. As far as the east is from the west,
yes, Lord.
Remove them from
Amen.
Our midst. Give them their own assignment wherever they need to be.
Amen.
But bring those who will walk here.
Amen.
Who will walk as team.
Yes,
that
Lord.
They will see the Shekinah
In
glory
Jesus.
Of God.
Amen.
They will experience the transfiguration.
Amen.
They will see what the ordinary people don't see.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Will bring them from ordinary
yes.
to supernatural.
Amen.
Supernatural
Amen.
Sign. Supernatural healing.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural favor.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Glory be to
they
God.
See an encounter and have an Holy Ghost experience like no other in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Their history will be different.
Amen.
Their history will be different.
Amen.
Their story will be different.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Raise these men and women up.
Yes, Lord.
Raise these sons and the daughters
yes, Lord.
Up. Raise them up now.
Amen.
And let them come now.
Amen.
And those that are not of us, we will have the discernment to know.
Yes, Lord.
We will not cast our pearls to swine
in Jesus'
in
name.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
These pearls are kingdom business.
Amen.
The pearls are needed to buy the field.
Yes, Lord.
Field for the kingdom.
Yes,
every
Lord.
Field.
Yes, Lord.
Every field.
Yes, Lord.
Has grass now.
Oh God.
Has green pastures.
Amen.
Has green pastures.
Amen.
The sheep are fed.
Amen.
The still waters are there.
Oh God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
We have a feasting table. In the name of Jesus. From death to life.
Oh God.
We pass from death to life.
Hallelujah.
We pass from sickness to health.
Hallelujah.
We pass from sickness to health.
Amen.
We pass from poverty to riches.
Amen.
To wealth. In the mighty name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we pass from no influence to great influence. Great influence.
Amen.
Great trees.
Amen.
And great shelter.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is substance.
Yes.
And the word of the Lord that shall be fed to the people of God. Lord, we declare and decree so. During this season, your people are getting blessed.
Amen.
They are not getting less, they are getting greater and greater.
Amen.
Their finances are getting greater.
Amen.
Their finances are getting greater.
Hallelujah.
Marriages have been healed.
Amen.
Quarrelsomeness is gone.
Amen.
Strife is gone.
Amen.
Fear is gone.
Amen.
Gone from their life.
Yes.
Gone from their family.
Hallelujah.
Gone from their children.
Hallelujah.
Gone from them.
Yes, Father.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
God, you are able.
Yes, Father.
The power of that little seed
yes.
to take any mountain
yes.
is inside us.
Amen.
And we take every mountain.
Amen.
And we say, be that removed,
be removed.
From our presence.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Move.
Every single mountain they face, mountain of sickness, incurable disease, incurable health crisis, be removed.
Be removed.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Incurable debt,
yes.
be removed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Every issue they are
yes.
dealing with,
Kadobo
they are removed. Grace to every single
yes,
mountain.
Grace.
In the mighty
grace.
Name of Jesus. Can
grace.
You shout grace, grace?
Grace.
Grace, grace.
Grace, grace.
Shout it like you mean it.
Grace, grace.
You say we shouting great
yes.
grace.
Amen. Great
to
grace.
Every mountain.
Amen.
In Glory and Peace Church.
Hallelujah.
In our families.
Amen.
In your homes.
Amen.
In your business.
Amen.
In our ministry.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Every mountain is leveled and gone.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The mountains you see today, you see them no more.
No more, no more, no,
no
more,
more,
no more, no more.
In the name of Jesus. We are God's delight. We are Hephzibah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And Beulah land.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Honor God with your giving. And God's peace garrison your heart. Next time we'll see each other. It'll be this Wednesday as we study the Word of God together. Remain blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Love you and good night.